Maybe we have a few coming. Come on down there, a few. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. All right. Good. Anybody else? Oh, hi, Cade. Over here, Cade. Come on down. We'll wait till you come forward. There you go. Go ahead and sit right here by Kaya. Awesome. Good morning. How are we doing today? We okay? You had a good Christmas? You kind of recovering from Christmas a little bit? Yeah? Well, there's another holiday coming in just a couple of days. Do you know what that is? New Year's. Good, Samuel. That's right. And so, you know, our calendars were really full last year. Well, we're turning over the calendar in a new way. It's blank, and there's lots of things this next year. I'm excited. There's some good things coming this year for you, I have no doubt. One of the things we like to do during this time is we think of New Year's resolutions. Have you ever heard that word, resolutions? It's kind of a fancy word, isn't it? Yeah, Samuel? All right. Resolutions are like promises that we make to ourselves. All right. Usually the resolutions are maybe something that we didn't do so well last year, but we're going to do better in the next year. So I just want to take a moment. Have you thought of any resolutions maybe that you could work on this year? Promises to yourself? No? Wow, okay. What about here? I can name a few. How about I promise to make my bed every night? Is that a good one? Kind of. Harry, maybe. Or how about I will not eat sugar as much and I will exercise more? Does that sound like a good one? Good promise to make? No? Or how about this one? I promise to be kind to other people, even my brothers and sisters. Yeah? All right. Well, some people aren't very good at keeping those resolutions, right? I've read before that it just takes about 10 days and everyone forgets their resolution and they move on the rest of the year. 365 days this next year and they forget right in the very beginning.
You may think it's not a big
deal to not follow through because the promise that you're making is just to yourself. You're not hurting anybody else. But I want to share with you something this morning that I hope you remember. That is this. The promises that we make, whether they're to other people, they are very important. And what we learn today in our gospel reading is that God always keeps his promise. Always. Do we always keep our promises? We're not very good, are we? So I read about an elderly man. He's about, maybe 70, 80 years old there in the gospel. And his name is Simeon, he went to the temple often to hear God's word. And when he went to the temple, he was expecting and was told by God that he would not die until he saw Jesus. The consolation of Israel is what I shared. And there you have it. After many years, he went to the temple. He'd go there each day. Guess who he saw in the temple? He saw Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, just as God had promised. God kept his promise completely. So I want you to think about that this next year. We're at a time when a lot of people make resolutions and promises to themselves or to others. You know, it's good for us to keep our promise. And it's even better news to know God always keeps his promises for us. Okay? Thanks for coming up. I wish you a happy new year. And a very healthy 2019. Thanks for coming up.